الله الرحمن الرحيم. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due. The unique with perfect attributes, he begets not nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessing of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions, and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen. You have the test, and inshallah every one of you now, I will revise with you the words again. Keep this paper of the test in your notebook. After 2 months, inshallah, evaluate how you are improving. Or maybe you are not improving. You are forgetting. Okay, Allah knows. Allah knows how it will happen. So please handle for me the paper so that I will repeat the words again. Can you? Rahman Rahim, now I will read for you the words again for the test. Dar, wadda, zara, ab, rastaba, jar, ahabba, shar, hajar, push, hip. أخذ, this is the rest. Sisters, رابحة, روح. Okay? So again, the words are, please revise your words again. دار, ود, زار, أب, رتب, ثور, ثواب, أخذ, جار. Too fast? Okay, if it is too fast, I will repeat again, but I will write everything on the board again. Just I want you to revise what you write, but the correct words I will write it on the board, inshallah, on the board. Sorry. Again, dar, wadda, zara, ab, rataba, thawr, thawab, akhaza, jar, bahr, rabiha, ahabba, ruh, ajr. And I think there was also sharf, sabara, I think so also. From sin and sheen, I added some words, but because Nisreen didn't attend last week.
You went too fast.
Again, too fast.
they're on page 8, yeah?
Huh?
The words are on page 8?
No, this is the test.
No, this is the test. This is the test, you are lucky. Okay, no problem. I will revise it for you again on the board now, inshallah. I want you. This is your test. Okay, so I tell you, sister, the next word, sister, is zara. You see? So now if you want again to feel, because of that sister again and again, because you don't have the Arabic tongue, the most important is to feel the letters with your ear. Okay, how I said, for example, this is the Z. What is the letter equal to this one? The Z. Remember this one. So now I said the, then A, then A, then Ra. Zara. You see, this is Zara. And then I, Ra, this is the A. Zara. But again, I don't want you to learn the Arabic like this, because it will complicate for you how you will read the Arabic. You will not be able to read. I have a group of sisters, they keep on learning the Arabic. They turn the Arabic letters to English ones. It becomes very difficult for them to read. You must pronounce, you know, what is equal to this letter in your mind. Whenever you see this letter, you tell to yourself in your mind, this is the Z. A, Ra, A. In your mind. Don't get the habit to write English letters. It will be very difficult for you because, for example, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. If we write, for example, I want to write for you, yes, that's it. If I write for you now, if you are want to read from the Quran, for example, these words, okay? ثبت يداه أبي. If you want to read this, okay, for example, this تبت يدا أبي, okay, if you will keep on translating the Arabic to English, so it will be ta, a, ba, a, ta, you will not be able to read. Okay, this is what I learned from the other sister, the group of sisters before. How you can read the Arabic when immediately, in your mind, when you see this letter, you see ta, a, ba, a, ta. That. Don't write any English letter, sister. Take your time. Okay, and keep on, you know, practicing without writing. Okay, this is my advice. Otherwise, you will know everything, but you will not be able to read. Okay? The next is up. Yes. This one? Yes, this is correct. Zara, correct. Okay, the next is a. This is, we have a fatha. We need a fatha here. A, b. A, b. Okay, the next is ra, ta, ba. Okay, I want you, when you have a difficulty or you don't, you feel that you have a problem, tell me where is the problem. I will repeat again. This is ra. Ra, ta. When I say ta, sister, you tell to yourself the ta is two. So this is the two, this is the ta. Then I tell you ba, you tell to yourself this is ba below. So this is the ba. When I tell you ra, ra, so you see how you can translate without writing. Ra, ra, the curved tongue is the ra. Ta is the two. Ba is below. So ra, ta, ba. And no need to write any English letters. Okay? The next is sa. This is the three. When I say sa, wa, 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 this is the waw. Wa, wa, ra, 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 ra. You see, so the most important is how you can hear the Arabic word and you can translate it to the letters. Without trying, don't get any English, just I am clarifying to you the English, you know, for the vowels. But try to get rid of any English transformation of the letters at all. Whatever you hear with your ear, try. The next is sa, three, wa, wa, a, b. Sawab. This is one of the difficult Arabic words, you know, but you can write it very simply. Okay, if you feel the letters. Again, sisters, I don't want you to concentrate on writing or concentrate on vowels. The most important is that your ear feel the Arabic letters. Sa, three. Wa, wa. A, alif. Ba, ba. Below. Sawab. Okay, what is the next? A, kha, za. Again, when you hear kha, ha, 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 you tell to yourself, yes, this is the ha. Za, za, like the word za. Okay, a, ha, za. Okay, Helen, do you have any problem with this? Okay, next. No, I tell you, these two is not easy. You know, in Arabic there are two or three letters always. It is not easy for anyone to know how to differentiate. You know, but what will make you more related to one of them is that this one is the most common. So it is always this one until you think the other one. Okay. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The next sister is Akhaza. This is called, this is Zain. Yes, I will tell you. I will clarify. This is called Zain. Called Zal. Okay? When you pronounce the Zain, you are not supposed to get your tongue out. I am created to get my tongue out. Okay? So I can't pronounce the difference for this. Okay? If you can, well and good. If you can't, okay? Again and again, I don't want you to concentrate on this very, very minor, not important at all. Okay, this is the Zain is never mentioned in the Quran except very little. Even the names of the people, it is not a used letter. Okay, this is the most important, one of the most important letters in the Quran.
And when you speak to somebody and their mother tongue is early, they will correct you.
Listen, no, I tell you one thing, not all can correct you. Okay, and if they realize that you are not Arabic speaking, they are not supposed to correct you, okay, for these minor letters, okay, because you will realize how it is not easy to read the Arabic when you will start to read. The most important is not to pronounce a letter. The most important is to be successful to read the Arabic language, okay? So to correct you as an English speaking for a letter, this means nonsense, okay? So don't respond to those people, okay? Because when you will be able to read a complete sentence from the Quran, but you cannot get your tongue correctly out or in for a letter, this is equal to nonsense, because I don't like nonsense, to tell you the truth. When you have a goal, look for, you know, the most important issues. Don't look for the minor. If you keep on looking for the minor issues, you will never achieve a goal. Because there will be always a minor difficulty in this class. Minor difficulty in this class. When you will collect it all, you will not be able to read anything. Okay? If you say this one, if you pronounce the Zain, like the Zain, no problem. But the most important is that you know that this is Zain. You know the correct. But sometimes you are not able to pronounce it. What is the problem? For example, the letter Ayn, most of the non-Arabic speaking cannot pronounce it. So what we can do? I will keep on sitting with them years and years, telling them, say Ayn, they tell me Ayn. Ayn, Ayn. They cannot say Ayn. Okay? So I will tell you, I have to correct you? No. You know, because I have to know the abilities. This is the most of the non-Arabic speaking, they cannot pronounce the letter Ayn or the letter Tha. This is the Tha. What is the difference now if you are after the letters? What is the difference between the Tha and the Zain and the Zah? I can complicate for you the issue too much. Okay, but because, you know, whenever I teach something, I have a goal. My goal is that if you have 28 Arabic letters and you can pronounce correctly 25 and you are confused about one or two, no problem. What is the problem? But if you keep on, how I pronounce this one exactly, how I pronounce this one exactly, how
you get stuck on
it. It is too difficult, you know, so you will hold on.
I will tell my husband.
Yes. Tell him, Dr. Mona told me this is nonsense. Okay. Yeah. I tell you why. Because the Arabic language is not an easy language. Okay? And you don't have 3 times, you are 7 or 8 years old kids, you will have, you know, 3 hours to learn. You have your own life and you are trying your best. So, you know, to catch the mistakes, I am totally against catching the mistakes. As an attitude, human being attitude to catch the mistakes.
Well, some Arabs have been here for 3 years and they still have the accent.
Yes.
They can't get rid of it.
Yes.
Just like us, we can't.
And they can't speak English the right way either.
Yes, a lot of people. Yes. Even I am speaking English now most of the time in my classes for more than 10 years. But when you listen to me, you realize that this is originally Arabic tongue. What is the problem? Yes, what is the problem? I don't care. Alhamdulillah, since I reached the goal, you know, I don't care for the mistakes because actually it is not my language. Okay, so, you know, try always to accept everything not in the perfect shape. Because there is no perfection. Basically, there is no perfection. Okay? The next is Bahar. Again, you know, sisters, I am not teaching you the Arabic to use it in your worldly life. I am teaching you the Arabic of the Quran. You know, and this is the most important and this is the most difficult. Okay, I am giving you the words of the Quran so that inshallah when you start to read, you will be able to feel, yes, I read this word, I know this word, I know this, you know, how to write it, I know how to read it. This is bah, below, the ha, as we agreed, the heavy h, and then again I say ra, ra, ra. Okay, this is enough for you to know bah, ha, ra. Forget about the vowels. Even when you write, forget about the vowels. I want you to know the letters, then just to know the vowels. When you read from the Quran, you will be able to read with the vowels. Okay? The most important benefit you try to achieve is to know the letters when you listen to the letters. So that immediately when you will see the letter, you will pronounce it correctly. Okay? The next is, we said jar. This is ja, ja. For me, what is the most important is to recognize this is the ja. Ah, I said ja ra ra. I know the letters. Alhamdulillah. Okay, what is the next? The next is ra ra ba below. You see, this is the most easy way you can recognize the letter a. Below. Ahab. Okay? So please, I want you to know why you didn't write the words. Okay? Because some of you didn't write the words at all. This means that you don't know the letters. Okay? So please try to know the letters. Again and again. Ahab. Ra-ba-ha. Okay, try to link the letter in your mind to something which will make you immediately to recognize the letter. Okay, the next is ro. This is the ra. I said ra. O. You see how it can be very easy if you concentrate on the simple way. Not too complicated. Where is the fatha? Where is the sukun? What about the sukun? What about the dal? What about the dal? You will never know. Okay? Next is aj. This is the a. This is the ja. If you know the letters, r. Ajr. Okay? You see how many times I use the letter ra, and I never use the letter z. Never. In most of the words, because it is not used much in the Arabic world. Okay? Now, inshallah, I will revise again with you the sin and sheen. Okay? Because I think two or three of you were not around last week. And again, you know, I think whoever read it also cannot know how to learn it. So now I will revise with you sin and sheen. Rahman Rahim. So today, inshallah, first we will revise quickly lesson 7, okay, and lesson 8, lesson 6 and lesson 7. Okay, in lesson 6 we have the sin, one small curve, second small curve, third big curve. One small curve, second small curve, third big curve, three dots. This is the S, and this is the SH. Okay, this is the S, S. So this is the sin, like sun, when you say sun, and this is shine. Okay, this is the S, and this is the sin and shine. Okay, this is at the end. If we want to write it at the beginning, we will remove this big curve, and it will be 1, 2, line. 1, 2, line, three dots. Okay, this is what we clarified last week, sin and sheen, regarding the sad and dad. We agreed that the sad and the dad, what are the sad and the dad? They are the heavy letters. Okay, sad and dad are heavy. What is the meaning of heavy? Now I have the sin, which is equal to S. Okay, sin is equal to S. If I want to have the heavy sin, okay, it will be the sad. This is the relation between the sin and the thought. What is the relation? The relation again sisters in how you pronounce the letters. Okay? When I tell you, for example, Sara. You see the thin thara. This is different from thara. This is S. This is S. This is the heavy S.
Does it make different words?
Yes. Yes, immediately. If you change the letter, it gives you a different word and a different meaning. Thara is to walk. Thara is, you know, he became. You see? And it is related to the way you listen to the letter and you pronounce the letter. If I tell you Thara ar-rajul 30 metron. Okay, this means that Thara, he walked 30 miles. Okay? When I tell you Thara ar-rajul humaran. Okay? So this means that the man becomes a donkey. Okay, you see, this is from how I pronounce the S and the S. Okay. You know why I'm teaching Arabic, sisters? Because I don't want to say anything about myself, but alhamdulillah, I was the best Arabic student in all the high school. I like the Arabic language, you know. But when you teach the people, you have to teach the people up to their level, not up to my level. Okay, this is the most important. So now, this is the S, okay, and this is also S. Now, what is the difference? The difference is the dot. What is the meaning of the dot? The way you pronounce. Okay, what is the meaning of this? When you pronounce, this is a light S, you say Sa. Salwa, Sana, Samir. My tongue is transverse and I talk with the tip of my tongue. When I will say Sa, Sa, I will get the voice from the inside of my throat and my tongue will, my mouth will be rounded and I will press Sa, Sa. So please, sister, revise today. You didn't say anything, sister. Okay, let us start from now. Sa, 10 times. Sa, sa, keep on this.
Sa, 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 sa.
Sa, no, sa, sa, you feel it. Sa, 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 sa.
Do you use your tongue more, like you feel your tongue? Sa. It feels thick or something?
Yes, sa. Sa, sa, yes, use your tongue. Yes, sa. Okay, repeat, sisters. Because now I will give you a word where sa is there and you will not read it correctly. Okay, so repeat again, sa, and keep on. Sa, 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 sa. Okay, what is the next which we learned last week? It's the da. How to write the sa and the da, I want to clarify to you. You make, you know, this oval, half a circle, another oval, a third one. But you corrected a little bit, but this is the meaning. It is like this.
So
you see?
Which one is on the line?
When you put it in line, you have one, two. You see? Okay, always remove this one. But when you remove this one, don't forget this one. You see, this is the most important. Don't forget this one. This is the sa. Half a circle, and this one. Because this is equal to, you know, this, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, big curve. Okay, the da is the same. One, two, three, dot. Okay, da, as I clarified to you, is the heavy da. What is the light one? As we agreed last week, the light one is the da. Okay, da. Okay, for example, okay, when I want to pronounce, so sister, now I want you to say da, 10 times, da, this is the light one, the light one, da, 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 you see how I am, da, 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 but when I will say the da, you see, you will feel that, you know, it is not easy for you to say it. Da, 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 da. It is difficult for you to say it. Da is easy for you to say it. Okay, this is to feel the difference. Da, da, da. I want you to repeat after me, sisters. Da,
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 da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da, da.
Very good. Se, sha, se, so, se, so, se. Keep on. Okay, alhamdulillah. Let us now read the page which is related to the long vowel, sorry, the vowel. Okay, now we will read page number 21. Okay, I will read it and you read after me because this is a revision. Okay, so, 21. Page number 21. Okay, so, su, si. Sa, da, du, di, da. So I want you sisters to say it together. Read again the whole page from the start.
Sa, su, si, sa.
No, no sister, your sa is not strong one. Okay, again, sa, su, I want the most heavy one. Try to say it, okay?
Sa, su, si.
Keep on.
Da,
no, again, your da is weak. Da, du, di, da. Da, da. You see how I say da? Da, du, di, da. Okay. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Now we will have the ta and da, and then we will have the vocabulary, inshallah, because I think it is already 4 o'clock. Now I want you sister, please get page number 22. Okay. Now we will have two letters. Okay, these two letters are also one family. Why one family? Because the way you write the letters is the same. What is the way to write this family? The way is you make a half a curve, elongated one, then a straight line on the line, then you put this like the alif, this is the ta. The other one you make a half curve, then straight line, alif, the. Okay, this is the ta and this is the za. What, how you can pronounce these two letters? These are two heavy letters. When I tell you sister in Arabic heavy letters, this means that a dot. Okay, when you have a letter with the dot, what is the meaning of this? This letter is, and this is, you see? So now sisters, to know the ta and the za, basically again and again, heavy letters are not used much in the Arabic. Okay, number one. Number two, when I tell you this heavy, this means that the way you will pronounce means that I will circle my tongue and I will get the voice from my throat and I will try to pronounce the letter in a tough or heavy way. Okay, now what is the original te? This is the te, two. Okay, two is equal to the letter T. Okay, now I have the same with a dot. What is the meaning of this? This is the heavy te. Okay, when we pronounce te, for example, we read tabbat. Look to me how I pronounce te. Te from here, from outside, from the tip of my tongue. Te, and my mouth is transverse. Te, be, te. But when I would say pop, top. You see, this is tahba and this is tahba. Okay, how I pronounce this one? I will say ta, ta, ta. Please pronounce it 10 times. Ta, 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 ta. The same. Rounded, you press from in. Ta, 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 ta. You see? So this is the ta. This is the te. Okay, so now I want you sisters to pronounce 10 times ta, ta. Keep on. Okay, this is the Tha. Okay, now if we move to the second one, which is the Tha. Okay, you see, this is the Tha. We will remember the first one. Okay? So now if you want to know how to pronounce the difference between this is the Zin and this is the Tha. This is the Zin, Zin, look to me, Zin, this is the name. This is the Zin and this is the Tha. Tha. So when I will pronounce this one and this one, I will show you. This is the, and this is the heavy one. Okay, when I will read this word, how we will pronounce it, can you tell me? Yes? Not Zan.
Zen.
Zen. How you pronounce the second one?
Zan.
Zonne. Zonne.
Zonne.
Zonne.
Zanne.
Okay, so you see, this is, you know, sister, this is why I don't want you to complicate the issue. You will not be able, take it easy, simple. This is the, okay, whatever it is the, or it is similar to this one, or whatever, no problem. The problem is this is a light letter. This is a heavy letter, okay? This is zanne, za, za, za. This is zanne. Zene, zene. If when you hear it, you are confused, this is the ze, or this is the ze, you will not be a person to write the Arabic. You will be a person to read the Arabic. Correct? So when you will look, you will know. This is ze, and this is the ze. So no confusion. Okay? But the most important is to know how to pronounce. Zene. Okay, all of us together? Za, I want you to feel the heavy letter, because you know now we will collect and know all the heavy letters in the Arabic world. Whenever I know this is the heavy letter, I will make my tongue, my mouth the same. I will make it a circle, my tongue is a circle, I will get the voice from my throat and I will say zonne, zonne, zonne. This one, the ta, ta-ba, ta-ba. Sabba, sabba. When I say the sa, sabba, sabba, sabba. The same way you pronounce the sad, the ta, the da. These are three heavy letters you learn up till now. This is equal to S, this is equal to T, this is equal to Z. Okay? If you want to write on the side of your notebook three heavy letters, okay, you learn it up till now until we will learn all the heavy Arabic. Okay, another one which is supposed to be heavy also is the ha, because it was an H with a dot. Okay, because there is a light ha, there is a light H. You learn the light S, which, what is the light S? Sin. Okay, what is the light T? Ta, tu. What is the light Zin? Zin. What is the light? This is one I will teach you later on. Okay? So now you have to know that you have four heavy letters. Okay? So you can make a schedule. This is the light and this is the heavy. We'll start with the ta. Ta. What is equal to ta? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Zin equal to za. Sin equal to sa. Okay? And the fourth one, later I will give it. Okay? So this is the ta, ta. The, za. Sa, sa. Okay? I want you one by one to read for me these three. What is?
Ta, ta. Za. The.
No, I didn't see your mouth around it.
The.
Oh, the. Look, the. No, look to my tongue, look to my lips. The.
The.
Front. Get it front.
The.
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 Okay, keep on.
The. Sa. Sa.
Sa.
Sa.
Sa.
Sa.
Sa.
Sa.
Try to make a curve of your tongue and a curve of your mouth. Sa.
Sa.
Sa. Yes.
Sa.
You see this way, okay?
Da.
Huh?
Da.
Yeah, da.
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 Get your two lips out to the front.
Da.
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 Okay? Keep on repetition while the other sisters are reading. Okay? Okay, go ahead.
Ta.
Okay.
Ta.
Okay.
Za.
Okay.
Za.
Okay.
Sa.
Hmm.
Sa.
No. I want to tell you one thing.
Ta.
Okay.
Ta.
Ta. Look to my mouth. Ta.
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 Get your lips to the front so that you feel. Ta.
Ta.
Okay, next.
Za.
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 Yes, keep on.
Si.
Yes. No, si. Sa. Sa.
Sa.
Sa.
Sa.
Sa.
Sa.
You see how it is a heavy one? Now you feel the heavy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Da.
Okay.
Da.
Excellent. Now this is correct. Okay.
Ta.
Okay.
Ta.
Okay.
Za.
Mm.
Za.
Mm.
Sa.
Mm.
Sa.
I want you for the sa. So to make it more strong.
So.
Okay, next.
De.
Da.
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 Very good. Okay, then.
Okay. Se. So.
Mm.
De. Do.
Mm.
Te. To.
Mm.
Ze. Zo.
Okay.
Da. Te. Za.
No, te. To.
Te. Ta.
Okay.
Ze.
Mm.
Za.
No, again you are doing like you are playing the same game.
Ta.
No. Ta.
Ta.
No, I want you to feel that
ta.
It is heavy for ta.
Ta.
No, not ta. Make your mouth a circle. Get your lips to
ta.
The front. Yes.
Ta.
All the heavy letters you have to pronounce it like this. Ta.
Ta.
Okay.
Ta.
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 Okay.
Za.
Okay. Ze.
Ze.
Okay.
Za.
Not za.
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 No. Make a circle. Get your tongue. Get your lips.
Za.
Lips. Lips. To the. Yes.
Okay.
All the.
You when you tell me to round it, it makes sense.
Okay. Alhamdulillah.
Is ze and sa?
Sa.
Sa.
Look to me. Okay.
Sa.
All of us sisters. Sa.
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 Feel your lips out.
Sa.
Okay, otherwise you will forget this completely. When you will read it wrong. Okay, get in your mind, my lips has to be rounded out. So, so, so. And my tongue also rounded. So, so. It is heavy for me. It is heavy for my mouth, okay?
So.
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 Okay?
Next.
Do. Do.
Do.
Do.
Do.
Do. Good. Nora, don't play the same game.
Okay, 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 okay. Ta, ta.
Okay.
Ze, za.
Okay.
Se, sa. Da, da.
Okay, I want you to make da, the last one, more heavy. Da.
Da.
Da. Okay.
Ta, ta. Ze, ta. Ta, ta. No, I don't even. Sa.
So.
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 Da. Da.
Okay.
Very
good.
Okay.
Ta.
Ta.
Not se.
Ta.
Te.
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 Okay.
Te.
Te.
And then to.
Very good.
Then za.
Okay.
Za.
Very good.
Sa.
Se.
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 So.
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 So. Okay.
De.
Hmm.
Do.
De.
Do.
Do.
De.
Do. Okay. Again, I tell you, sister, in order to feel the light and the heavy, always feel that when you pronounce the light letter, you make your mouth transverse. Okay. And you pronounce from the tip of your mouth. De. For example, these are the. Look to me while I am pronouncing them. This is the. Te, ze, se, de. All my mouth is transverse. When I will pronounce the heavy one, it is the ta, za, sa, da. Okay? طيب, alhamdulillah. I think this is enough. Now we have ta and za. Let us finish the vocabulary of this. Actually, in order to finish the vocabulary, I will give you the long vowels. Okay? Because the long vowels is very important so that you can start to read. Because alhamdulillah now, You have, alhamdulillah, I think maybe 18 letters or more. So we need to know the long vowels. I will give you today also the long vowels, inshallah, so that we will have only some letters, and then inshallah we will start to read gradually. Okay. So now let us get the page number 23.
Okay.
Ta. Again, ta.
Tu.
Ti.
Ta.
Feel your tongue. Ta.
Tu.
Ti. Ta. Za. Za. Sorry. Za. Za. Again, make the circle, sister, and get your lips out. Za. Very good. You see now? Za. Zu. Zi. Za. Za. Zu. Zi. Za. Okay. Now before half 7. Okay. Page number 7. 7. Okay. Let us read page number 7 first together, and then I will explain it to you. Okay, page number 7, we have the long vowels. Okay, long vowel sisters in Arabic, they are letters, not signals. Okay, the short vowels were just signals. Okay, but the long vowels are letters. Okay, we have 3 long vowels in Arabic. Okay, the alif, the waw, and the ye. What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this is that the letter alif is equal to what in English? Is the letter A. Okay? If the alif is preceded by a fatha, it will be equal to 2A. Okay? Accordingly, it will be a long vowel. Okay? So what is the first long vowel? The first long vowel is the letter alif preceded by the fatha, because it will be equal to 2A. Okay, the second long vowel is the letter waw. When the letter waw is preceded by a dhamma, it will be equal to 2u. Okay, I will clarify to you this how to pronounce, but just I want you to memorize this rule. Okay, when the ya is preceded by a kasra, it will be equal to 2e. Okay, what is the meaning of long vowel? Long means two of the same nature. Okay? 2A, 2E. This is the long vowels. Okay? So when you tell me what are the long vowels, what is the meaning of long vowels, I tell you long vowels are letters preceded by short vowels, which has the same way of pronunciation. So the A, when the alif, which is A, is preceded by a fatha, fatha is also A, now I will have 2A. Okay? If I have 2A, this is long. I will have a long A. Okay? A long alif. If the waw, the waw means that I make my mouth a circle. And the dhamma also, I make my mouth a circle. I will clarify to you this now. This is the most easy way to know the long vowels and to read it very simply. This is the alif preceded by a fatha. Okay, whatever the letter here, none of my business. I don't care for the letter. I care that I will find an alif preceded by a fatha. What is the meaning of alif preceded by a fatha, sister? This is very important. I am not extending the alif. I am extending this letter. What is the meaning of this when I want to read this word? For example, now when I look to the word, number one, the way to read any Arabic word is to know the letter. This is bah, because below, this is bah, this is a, this is a. Okay, so the number one, I know the letter. Bah, a, bah, a, alhamdulillah. Then I start to look to the vowels. I tell to myself, this is the a preceded by a fatha. So this means that the letter alif here is a long vowel, because it has 2A. Now we have 2A. Now I have the ba with the fatha. Then I have the alif. So now I have 2A. 2a means long vowel.
So the alif here is a long vowel. Why it is a long vowel here?
Because it is preceded by a, there is a fatha before it. What is the
situation?
The fatha is having an alif.
Is having a fatha when it is at the beginning. Okay, but when it is in the middle, okay, it will not have a fatha because it is equal to a. Okay,
so now this is the situation for this part.
Ba. Why I said ba? You see the a because I have one a and another a. What is the meaning of this for someone learning the Arabic language? It means that the alif is a long vowel. Alhamdulillah. What is the second one? Another a. Ba. Why I extend the alif here? Because now I have A and A, I have two A, and I, it will be Ba. So it is Ba, Ba. So when I look here, I will tell to myself that I have two A and two A. Two A equal to long vowel. Okay? If you want to make it easy for you now, if I say, then I ask you, sister, do you think in this word there is a long vowel?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes. What is the long vowel?
You.
The waw. Why? Because here the waw is preceded by a similar way of pronunciation. Boo-boo. Why I say boo-boo? Because this is the ba. Here the waw, because it is preceded by the dhamma, it will be equal to you. Not to W, okay? Bubu, this is the nickname of Baba. When you are angry with Baba, tell him Bubu. Doesn't have any meaning. Bubu, he will be very upset with you. Okay, just I am trying to give you the... If I write for you, BB, what is the meaning of BB?
Baby is I love you.
Okay. So now just I want you to learn the long vowels, which is sometimes very simple. Okay, what is the long vowel? The long vowel is that I will have either 2A, or this is A, or 2U, or 2E. When I have any of this, it means that I have a long vowel. How to have this? Just memorize very simply. Alif, which is A, preceded by something which is equal to A, fatha. Wow, it will be equal to you, preceded by something equal to you, dam. Yeah, which is equal to E, preceded by something equal to E, kas. This is the long vowel. This is the most simple way to learn the long vowel in the Arabic. Okay, why we need to know the long vowel? Because now we will start to read some words where you have to realize that there is a long vowel. Because you are not supposed to miss the alif to extend it equal to 2a, or to waw to extend it equal to 2u, or to kasra to extend it equal to 2e. Okay, now inshallah we will learn from the vocabulary, but just I want you now to read with me from page number 7. This is the homework. Please, I want you to write this page 7 times. Because most of the people whom they read the Arabic, by time they never feel the long vowel. You know, when they will read the alif, now I will show you the example. When they will read the long vowel, the alif as a long vowel, they always read it as an alif without a fatha before it. Okay, now I will give you the example. But just see, this is the homework. First homework is page number 7. Okay, so now let us, sisters, read together. This is da. You see the da? Because the da has a fatha and I have the alif. So it is da. Do, D. Okay, so please read after me. Da. Yeah. I want you to feel the A. And in your mind, you write two A. Okay, when you say da, in your mind, put an A and another A. So that all the time you know that this A is equal to 2A. I have to extend it. Okay? When you will read do,
put above the vowel to you. I want you to do like this, so that all the time you remember. Okay, if I have two vowel, I will put to you. When you will read G above the E, to E. Two, two, two. This is the meaning of the long vowel. If you know this, inshallah, this will make reading for you more easy. So now, number one, de,
de,
du,
du,
di,
di,
ze,
de,
zu,
du,
zi,
di,
ra,
ru,
ri. Okay, let us now get the vocabulary of this week so that, inshallah, I will revise with you the vocabulary of sin and sheen, sad, dad, tah, dah, all together, so that you will feel the long vowels. We will start to feel the long vowels in the words which we didn't read last week. So now we will get page number 24, okay, and we will start to read it, okay. Sa, oh, I will read and you read after me. This is for you to know the meaning, okay? Page 24 and 25. Okay, se,
je,
de. Now, you know this, alhamdulillah. Do you have any problem with the first one? Se, je, de. Se, je, de. Five times, sister. Se, je, de. Se, je, de. Se, je, de. Se, je, de. I want you, while you are reading, with yourself to say se, je, de, as if you are writing the letters in your mind. Don't get any English. Se, yes, this is the se, je, je, de, de, se, je, de, se, je, de.
Is sujood a different version of sujood?
No, now I will tell you sujood. Okay, if you ask about sujood and you will tell me, what is the difference between sajada and sujood? Okay, sajada is the verb. Sujood is the noun. Okay, but if you want now, so long we are learning the long vowels, okay?
Because it's a lot.
Yes, sujood. Yes, sujood is prostration. This is the noun. Okay, but sajada, this is the verb. Okay, now for sujood, if I ask you sisters, do you think there is a long vowel here? Please raise your hand and tell me where is the long vowel. Okay, Noura? Very good. The ja. Okay, how do you know that there is a long vowel? What long vowel you have here? The waw. Okay, when I ask you what is the long vowel? The long vowel, I either the alif or the waw or the ye. These are the three long vowels. But alif preceded by a fatha, waw with a dhamma, ya with a kasr. Okay, but mainly they are the alif, waw and ya. Okay, these are the long vowels. So when I tell you in the word sujood, sister, do you think there is a long vowel? You tell me yes. I tell you what? You tell me waw. Then I tell you how you know it. You tell me, sister Mona, because we have dhamma before the waw. So now we will have two you. So it will be so. Jood. The most important now, sisters, okay, is that this is the long vowel. The long vowel is the waw. But you must realize I am not extending the waw. I am extending the jim. Okay, because this is the mistake which most of the people whom they read Arabic, they don't realize this. I am not extending the long vowel. I am extending the letter before the long vowel. So I will say su. You see, this is su, okay? Then ja, su. I want ju. You see, what is extended? This one, the ja is the extended, not the double waw. U is the extension.
Then you read the second.
Yes, you don't. Yes, this is excellent. You don't read the long vowel. Now, don't read the waw, because waw now is working as a long vowel for the ja. Okay? So, you didn't say, so, ja, wa, da. Wrong. You see?
So the in a sentence, the word sajda compared to sujood.
Sajda is one prostration. Sujood is the noun for prostration. Okay? For example, I will pray now for sajda, for salat al-asr, for raka, okay, sajda. But I love sujood.
I love prostration. Sujood. Sujood is the noun. But sajda, sajda is equal to raka'ah. You know, every raka'ah. For example, you know, salat al-duhr 4, sajda, farat al-duhr al-asr, whatever. Okay, maghrib 3. Okay. But now this is not the point which I need you to know for reading the long vowels. There is a very important point which most of the people don't realize it. Okay, what is the, when I have the alif as a long vowel, okay, it is not a letter anymore. Okay, I don't concentrate. I remove it, okay, in my mind, and I concentrate, for example, here. Okay, this word, jar. Okay, now, most of the people, and I will remind you, when we will read the Arabic, you will say jar. Okay, this is wrong. Why? Because the alif is not an alif. The alif now is a long vowel. What is the meaning of a long vowel? It means that I have two A. This is the jah, then the two A. So now all my concentration is on the letter before the long vowel. And I forget completely about the long vowel. So I will say jar. When you tell me, Sister Mona, why you extend the alif, I tell you this is not alif. This is long vowel for the letter jah. So my pronunciation is mostly jah. This is the extension of the jah. Okay, so it is jar. So this is the jah. Now this is a long vowel. Okay, I didn't say ja-a-ra, wrong. When you have a word like this, and you tell me, when I tell you, sister, read it, you tell me ja-a-ra, wrong. Okay, why? Because, sister, you didn't observe that there is a fatha before the alif. This means this alif is serving as a long vowel. Forget about the letter alif. Now I have a long vowel. What is the meaning of long vowel? This means that the letter jah will be extended with two A. Clear? Alhamdulillah. Now if we try to move this for the letter waw, if I wrote the word this, and this word sister in the Quran. Okay? Now I will clarify to you, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, how simplification is extremely important. Okay, now we have two words like this. This one is in the Quran, the first one. This one not. If now you don't know Arabic and you are starting to read, you will tell me ja-wa-r, jawr. Okay, ja-wa-r, jawr. Okay, this is equal to operation. This word is equal to operation. Now the waw in the word operation is preceded by a fatah. So I will ask you, do you think this is a long vowel? You tell me no. I tell you why. Because the fatha is not like the waw. What is like the waw? This one. Okay? So this is how you can differentiate immediately. When you look to the waw, you have immediately to look to the short vowel before it. It is the same. If it is the same, long vowel. What is the meaning of long vowel? I will never pronounce the letter. I pronounce to you. If it is different, there is no dhamma before the waw. This means that I will pronounce the waw as a waw. Ja, wa, ra. Ja, wa, ra. Okay? So this is how just one short vowel make total different. Jur, this is jur. Okay? And this doesn't have any meaning in Arabic.
It's a different word meaning.
Yes, totally. Okay? So what I want you to realize is that when you have the long vowel, forget about the alif or the waw. Or for example, I will give you these two also. I want you to look here. Now this is the kha with a fatha. Then the ya, then the ra. And this is also the kha with a kasra. Then the ya, then the ra. Now, as I learned that there are three letters, which are the waw, alif, and waw,
and ye, they are. They can behave as letters or long vowels. How to differentiate from the short vowel before it? If the alif have a fatha before, this will be long vowel. Waw have a dhamma, long vowel. Ye have a kasra, long vowel. Other than this, they are not long vowel. So when I look here, I tell to myself, yes, number one, I have to realize the letters. Ha, ya, ra, alhamdulillah. Step one, correct. Step two, there is any wrong vowel here? Who will answer me? Do you think there is long vowel in the word khayr? No. Alhamdulillah. Why? Because the ya, sister Mona, doesn't have a similar short vowel before it. The ya can serve as a long vowel if it has a short vowel which is similar to it. Because here the ya is an E and this one is an E. I have two E here. So in this word, the ya is a short, is a long vowel. But here, sister Mona, the ya, okay, is preceded with the A, they cannot work together. Okay? So when I will read now, I will read the ya as a letter ya here. And I will read the ya as a long vowel here. You see, sister, this is the delicate points which you have to concentrate on. So now, if I want to read the first word, who can read the first word? Please raise your hand, because you will read the second word also. And you will tell me why. Okay, Cecilia, because you know. Okay, Cecilia, can you read it? Again? Yes. Ha, ye, ra. Here you will pronounce the ya as a letter. Ha, this is the ha, and this is the ya. How did you know how? Ha, ya, ra. Okay, now I pronounce the ya as a letter. Okay, but if I have a kasra here, okay, this means that the ya here is a long vowel. I will not pronounce it. I will extend the ha. So it will be khair. Khair. You see? So this is different from this one. What is the most important summary for you to know it? I have three Arabic letters which can serve as vowel, as letters and long vowels. The a, wa, ye. How to differentiate? I can differentiate from the short vowel which is proceeding. If the short vowel is the same way to pronounce the A or the Wa or the Ya, okay, it will be long vowel. If it is different, it is not. Clear? Alhamdulillah. And the function of the long vowel is to extend the letter before the long vowel. To extend the letter. Now we will have the experience, we will learn. I want you, sister, to get page number 24 and to read for me the words which we didn't read last week. Okay, number one, we will read the second word, and I want... okay, could you read it? Very good. But I want to hear it from you again.
Your mouth out.
Sahab.
Again?
Sahab.
Yes, but I want you to extend the ha a little.
Sahab.
You see?
Okay.
Now you feel the ha.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Sahab.
Oh, very good. Okay, sisters, all of us together now. You see, this is the very delicate points, you know? Sahab. I feel that the ha is the one which has the long vowel. Sahab. Okay, all of us together.
Sahab.
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 Okay, I want you to read for me this one. Yes. Again, the same way. Could you? No, no, no. Again, you have the same up. Up here. The same way, you see what she extend? I want you to extend the letter before the alif.
Asa.
No, again. Now we have a kha and long vowel. Kha. Khasir. Khasir. You see the most important. Kha. Kha. I feel that the kha is so extended. Khasir.
Khasir.
5 times to all of us together. Khafir. Khafir. This most of the people, they forget it when khafir. Again. 5 times, sisters. Again. Again. So now I want you to read for me the last word.
This one?
This one.
Why are we not reading the Fatah at the end?
Tell me again.
The Fatah here.
This is Khafira. We didn't read this one. We did this one. Khafir. Because we didn't read it last week. You know, I'm escaping. Okay, sisters, for the sisters whom they don't attend last week, let us read all the words one by one. Okay, because I didn't read this last week. First one is Sajada. Please repeat after me 3 times.
Sajada.
Again.
Sajada.
Sahab.
Sahab.
Sahab. Feel the ha.
Sahab.
Sahab. Khasira.
Khasira.
Khasir.
Khasir.
You see the difference? Khasir. Shajar. Shajar. Sha. Try to feel the letter. I will pronounce for you letters now. Sha. Jar. Sha. Ja. Try to feel the difference between the sha and the ja.
Isn't chicken close to that?
Chicken.
How do you say chicken?
In Arabic? Dajaj.
See, it's so similar.
Because it has the jah and this has the jah, but this is shajar. You have the shah. Shajar. Okay, let us pronounce letter by letter. Shah. Jah. Ra. Because this is the homework, inshallah, of next week. The next is ba.
Ba.
Then the shah. Sister, I want you to pronounce the shah. Okay, shah. Ra. Shar. Next shar. Okay, now I want you to read for me the next one. Okay, because I concentrate on the beginners. Okay,
how is this? This one? And what is this?
This is ba.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Sabah. Yeah, sabaha.
Okay, but again, I want you to clarify the long vowel.
Sabah.
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 All of us together. Sabah. 5 times, sisters. Sabah. 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 Okay, because the ha, I have fatha. Okay, sabah. Sabah. But concentrate on the long vowel. Sabah. I want you to repeat the ba. Ba. So that you feel that I'm extending the ba. Sa, ba, 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 repeat with you. Try you yourself to repeat so that you listen. Sa, ba, ha. Okay. Now this is page number 24. We will have number 25. I will read it with you because I missed it in my notebook. Okay. 25? Okay. No, no. I will read it. The first one is a. All of us together, sister, because of the time.
Ra.
Look to my mouth. Da.
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 A. Ra.
Da.
Da.
A.
Ra.
Da.
Da. You see, the next one is da. 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 This is the heavy dot.
This is not
arid, but I want to pronounce just the letters, you know, because I want them to concentrate now on the letters, okay? So the next one you have the da, which is the heavy one, and the da, which is the light one. Dad. Dad. Look to my mouth. Do, de. Do, de. Do, de. Do, de. Dad. 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 You see, this is the heavy da. And the light, da. Okay, dot. Next one, there is a long vowel or not? If you know, please raise your hand and tell me why. Ya Noora.
You look seriously. You look seriously.
There's a fatha okay. Before the.
So I want you to read. Correct. Inshallah.
I can tar. Tar.
Tar.
Tar.
Again.
Tar.
All of
again tar, again feel the ta and the long vowel tar, 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 tar. Okay, the next one, sister, is haz. I want you again to look to me. This is the haz, 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 haz. This is lock. Okay, haz. Okay, sister, just pronounce after me. This is the letter ha and the letter z. Ha, z. Ha, z. And the ha is still a heavy letter. Okay, the ha is a heavy letter. So I say ha, z. Okay, well, sisters, repeat after me. Don't do anything except repetition. This is difficult Arabic words, okay? And I will not repeat it again, okay? Because I am tired, to tell you the truth. I need to move with the Arabic a little bit, okay? So it is ha, za, ha, za. I want you to feel that the ha is a heavy one. Ha, za, ha, za, ha, za. Keep on repeating after me, sister, the letter kha, kha, the next word, kha.
Ha,
ta,
ha,
ra.
Ra.
While you are pronouncing, feel the letters for yourself with your ear, so that you recognize the letter. Ha, ta, ra. Ha, ta, ra. The next is the next word. One question. The next word, I have the letter ya. Do you think ya kudi? This is long vowel or not?
No.
Why?
Not a
excellent. Excellent. Can you read it? Can you read it up?
Okay. Oh. Wait.
Ha?
Chat.
No.
No.
This one. Ha?
Ha?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ta. This is the yeah. Height. Height. You see? But okay. I don't want you to have it a word. I want you to realize how to recognize every letter.
Okay.
Again, say the letter.
It's ha.
Huh?
Ja.
Not ja. Yeah.
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 This is the yeah.
Yeah.
And ta. Okay, sisters, all of us again, because there is no long vowel in this word. Ha.
Ha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ta.
Ha.
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 Yeah.
Yeah.
Ta. Now, just for a second, suppose this word is not kha with the fatha. Okay, I have another. Sister, to finish with the long vowel. Okay, this is kha, ya, ta. Okay, so when we read this one, I don't want you to read the word, just to recognize the letter. This is kha, this is ya, this is. When I tell you, sister, do you think the ya? Is a long vowel here? You tell me no, because it is preceded by a fatah. Suppose the ya is preceded by a kasr. How I will read it? Okay? Khi. You see? Yi. Khi. Why? Because this is the kha. This is the e. E. Then the ta. Khi. Ta. Khita. You see the E. Why it becomes the E? Because of the kasra. When there was no kasra and it was only fatha, the ya was just the letter ya. Kha, ya, ta. So you see how the difference?
Is there
on the ta? No, sukun. Both of them sukun. I don't care for this now. You know, I am concentrating on the difference here. Okay?
Okay,
with the long vowel, and I hope it will be clear for you. The long vowel. Okay? What is the next after height? So that we will finish. Yes. Sa, but the most important is how to pronounce. Sa.
Sa.
Sisters, all of us together. Sa.
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 Ba.
Ba.
Ra.
Ra. Sa.
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 Ba.
Ra.
Ra.
The next is having a long vowel. No, long vowel or not?
Yes.
Okay, can you read it? Because I want the beginner's read, okay?
Hold on. Oh, sabir.
Yes, I want you to clarify the A again. And the first room. Sabir.
Sabir.
You see first the sa,
mm-hmm.
Then the long vowel.
صابر
صابر
again صابر
صابر
no you make صا I want you to make it more
strong
yes صابر you see
صابر
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 all of us sisters because I don't want next week that you will read it like the theme صابر all of us together sisters صابر okay صابر what is the last word What? Khat. 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 Just pronounce the kha and the ta. Khat. Just try to know the kha and the ta. Okay? Again, sister, the goal of the vocabulary which you have, okay, is that you recognize the letters. This is the kha, this is the ta, this is step number one. Number two, the long vowels. There is no long vowels. Number three is the short vowels. That's it. Not more than this. Then we will use this to read in the Quran. Okay, but this is just how to, you recognize the Arabic letter and you memorize it. Reading in the Quran, inshallah, will be something different. Okay, now inshallah, alhamdulillah, what is the homework? 24 and 25, 7 times. This is difficult vocabulary. Okay, now you start to memorize difficult vocabulary to pronounce. I will read it with you again quickly. Sajada, please repeat after me quickly. Sajada. Sahab.
Sahab.
Khasira.
Khasira.
Khasir. Shajar.
Shajar.
Bashar.
Bashar.
Shar.
Shar.
Sabah.
Sabah.
Ard.
Ard.
Did. ضد طار خط حظ حظ
حظ
خطر خيط صبر صابر
صابر
خط
خط
ان شاء الله next week خط is line yes make a line draw a you know اكتبي خط اوكي دعي خط Okay. Now we will have 10 minutes, actually, or 15 minutes. I will use these 15 minutes for the Islamic education. Okay, and then inshallah next week we will have more time with the marriage, okay? Because I cannot teach marriage actually in 15 minutes. Yes, it will be difficult for me. We will have some of the Islamic education. But now, sister, the Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Now we are in page number with the Arabic because actually I want to move with you a little bit more with the Arabic. Next week, inshallah, I will ask you, can you have five letters next week? Ayn, Ghayn, Fih, Qaf, Kaf, or it is difficult for you for the beginning, not for mashallah. Can you? Okay, can you?
Can I try?
No, I tell you, if you will try, no, I don't want to push you because you will have these five letters that are very important, especially the letter Ayn. You are, okay, next week, inshallah, we'll have only two letters, okay? But, yes, but I will revise with you all the vocabulary, the previous vocabulary, we will revise it, okay, inshallah, while we will try to recognize the long vowels, okay, from the all the previous vocabulary. So if you have time, okay, at home, try to get, for example, this is the first vocabulary list, okay, dar, and write long vowel, okay, because there is a long vowel here, okay. Word, there is a long vowel, okay. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dara is a long vowel. Okay, so try to have the previous vocabulary and to check where is the long vowel because this is what we will follow next week, inshallah. I will revise all the vocabulary and we will have the letter Ayn and Ghayn because Ayn and Ghayn are very important. Inshallah, up to here, I will try to get for you some verses of the Quran to start to read it, inshallah. Okay, so this is Alhamdulillah with the Arabic. We finish.